Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So to kind of follow up where we left off in the last segment with Shauna Danielson, and again, make sure you check out her website, shaunaforpa.org. I'm expecting next year to be really a tough year for Pennsylvania and for states all across the country, as, you know, tax revenues are going to plummet and education funding is going to be under attack everywhere. And whoever the next president is seriously going to have to address that almost immediately. So for me, this is going to be a huge issue going forward. And here to share some thoughts on what that could look like, and if Biden-Harris campaign is talking about it at all. I've asked Mike Klonsky to come talk with us. He's a Chicago-based educator, writer, school community activist. He's got a blog, michaelklonsky.blogspot.com. He's written the most recent piece, Education on the Brink, but Missing from Biden-Harris Speeches. Mike, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Rick. I love your show. I really liked your last guest, Ms. Danielson.
No, she's fantastic.
She's really terrific, yeah.
I'm hoping she will be my state senator and get rid of the person that is there right now. But, she brings up an interesting point that, we're not funding education here in Pennsylvania at levels for some that we should, and there should be some fair funding formulas. But we're just one state. This is duplicated across many states.
Yes, absolutely. That's a huge problem, and a lot of the funding that is available has been shifted away from public schools to private and vouchers and privately run charter schools.
Right, especially under billionaire Betsy DeVos as the Secretary of Education. We've seen that happen a lot, but we also saw it under Barack Obama's administration with Arne Duncan as the Secretary of Labor.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I would say that Arne Duncan and his crew at the Department of Education really set the table for DeVos with their Race to the Top initiative, which kind of held schools hostage for money. The Duncan administration, I should say the Obama administration, but with Duncan running the department, they used federal funding as kind of a leverage point to force school districts to close schools, to fire teachers, and to replace neighborhood schools with privately run charters. So that was kind of a forerunner to what DeVos is doing now, except she's done it cubed or to a much higher degree.
And you could also argue that the reality is George W. Bush set the table for the Obama administration as well.
Exactly.
With no child behind left.
Absolutely. But I'm still going all out for Biden and Harris. And one of the big reasons I am is to send Betsy DeVos packing. I think if nothing else, and there's a lot else, of course, but if nothing else, that would be a great victory to get her out of there.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I would love to see her go. But are you afraid, as kind of I am? And look, I'm wholeheartedly, enthusiastically, I voted for Joe Biden. My ballot's already in. They gave me the confirmation. They got it already cast. But are you concerned, as some, that Biden may appoint a Duncan type, and that we get less bad?
I kind of expect that to happen. Even though, as I pointed out in my blog piece, the Democratic Party platform, which we fought for back in 2016, is not a bad statement on education. But the problem, from my perspective, is that the Democrats now, Biden and Harris, see their main partner in coalition being being Republicans. It's kind of a right-center coalition, and as a result, their position on education is not that much different from the Republicans. And so I think that's one of the reasons why education issues are not being brought up. They're not being talked about in the campaign. They're missing from all the debates. You can hardly find a word. I take all the transcripts from the debates and put in education or schooling, and there's nothing that comes up.
Well, there's only been two debates, and one of them, I don't know how you got any transcript out of the presidential debate. It was just yelling at each other.
It was just Trump interrupting
and causing noise.
Yes, exactly.
But I get your point.
That's one problem. And in other words, the other problem, of course, is that Trump controls the agenda all the time, you know, and so he doesn't want to talk about issues. He wants to talk about, you know, socialism or, you know, all these.
Well, he's got his distractions. Yes, but here's the question I have for you, because I get this thrown at me a lot. The African-American community has bought into charters. I know a couple of state representatives here in Pennsylvania who are getting, you know, big money from the charter people, because they've been sold the only chance that inner city kids have of getting any kind of education is to get these charter schools and the vouchers and all of this stuff. So, you know, the Democrats are kind of in this weird spot of a large voting block for them is the African-American community, who sees this as their kids' last and only opportunity to get an education. Well, how do you argue that?
Well, one thing is, I mean, you're talking about the black community as if it's one monolith. You know, the NAACP certainly has come out strongly in opposition to privately run charters. The unions have been opposed to charters, and the Democratic platform is very critical of charter schools. So I wouldn't just say that the black community favors charters. Of course, there are some people who, many parents, I would say, who are in such a bad situation in terms of the defunding of schools and segregation that a charter school might provide a better alternative for them. And I'm all for it if it is.
And this, the reason I bring it up is the conversation I had with Ms. Danielson is, you know, the education funding formula in this state is so screwed up, and there are special cutouts for charter schools in the EITC, the Educational Investment Tax Credit, that businesses can get tax breaks for giving, you know, money to different schools. They've set up a system that I think gives priority to private schools and to charter schools and the cyber charters and the rest of them over your local public school.
No, you're absolutely right. But I'm not really an anti-charter guy in that sense. I mean, our small schools workshop here in Chicago helped create the first six or seven charter schools back in the early 2000s or mid 90s. And of course, what happened in those days, the charter schools that were created were created by teachers and by union teachers. But that early charter movement was hijacked. I mean, it was taken over by corporatists and privateers.
No, I'm with you. I'm not against the concept. I'm against what they've turned into.
I mean, absolutely. And so, but that's been DeVos's go-to, and it was with Duncan too. After Duncan and Harris are elected, we're still going to have a struggle around education issues. It's going to be ongoing, and it's going to be fierce, and we're going to have to fight for, even though it's supposedly in the Democratic Party platform, we're still going to have to fight for it to get implemented. Fair funding for education, an end to standardized testing, an end to this privatization and segregation. We have to turn that all around, and vouchers. And here in this city, we had a Democratic mayor who brought in school vouchers. So, you know, it's one thing to have some nice words in your platform. It's another thing to do the right thing, and that's going to require the movement from below to continue as it did during all those years. During the Duncan years, you had the opt-out movement by parents, thousands of parents.
We were one.
Yeah. And anyway, that's going to have to continue. A Democratic victory, hopefully, not just in the White House, but down ticket with people like Ms. Danielson, we're still going to have a fight from below, and it's going to be a fight to save teacher unions and to fight for safe conditions for teachers during this pandemic. I mean, look, this pandemic has been played havoc on public education.
Yeah. And my fear is everything moves the cyber charters and online, and to me that's a real problem.
Yeah, definitely. So, I agree 100%.
So last question I've got for you, because, you know, obviously I want Joe Biden to do the best he can. How do you influence him? How do you push in the direction of saving local public schools? Because Joe seems like a small town guy to me. Seems like a guy that would be on the side of your local public school, being part of the community, and that image that of community schooling that I so much like.
Well, part of the problem is that the Democratic Party leadership is trying to push people like us away. In order to pull this center-right coalition together, they've got to distance themselves from people like Bernie Sanders or AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and people like that. But AOC and the squad and Bernie won't let them off the hook like that. I mean, they keep pushing, and they're going into the party and trying to fight for the soul of the Democratic Party. And on education issues, people are going in and trying to shape the platform and trying to push the party to a decent position and decent practice. And I think that's got to be done from below, too, and led by teachers and teacher unions.
And also parents.
Parents. Yeah, we got to build that kind of a coalition. We got to use coalition politics. And unfortunately, a lot of my friends, even on the left here in this city, they won't touch Democratic Party politics. They think it'll stain them, you know, or something like that. But I don't think that's a very progressive position.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see how this plays out. But Mike, I appreciate the time. Hope people will take a look at your article. We'll get links out on social media on how they can do that and share some thoughts. But
great.
I appreciate
thanks for
the time,
having me,
Mike.
Rick. Okay.
Good stuff. Make sure you check out the site, education, mikeklonsky.blogspot.com. Education on the Brink. That's the article. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You listen to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.